on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., actually at the World War II Memorial. This afternoon, thousands of people came to the mall to observe the 70th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, the end of the Second World War in Europe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the AT-11, the Twin Beach.
For this anniversary, an air show was arranged, a flyover by 56 World War II era airplanes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, approaching are the trainers.
They come across down the Potomac, over the Lincoln Memorial, and head over the World War II Memorial, where I'm standing, before returning to the other side of the river.
Here come the Texans, the 600 horsepower, two flights of four. Listen to the sound that they make as they go over. One of the iconic trainers was the Boeing Stearman biplane, an open cockpit aircraft constructed of wood, fabric, and tubular steel. There were more than two dozen different variants of the Stearman and more than 10,000 built.
Here, this formation of six Stearman biplanes gets a ripple of applause from the onlookers. I think everyone's too busy taking pictures to clap for the old World War II planes as they come overhead.
Look at them!
Inbound right now are two Curtiss P-40 Warhawks, a 1937 design that at the time of Pearl Harbor was our number one fighter. Directly to our left, the two Curtiss P-40 Warhawks with Allison V-12 engines in them, liquid cooled.
It's worth remembering that during the war, the men flying those planes were often barely men. Just kids, really. Average Joes from all over the country. Speaking at the World War II Memorial, acting superintendent of the National Mall, Karen Cucurullo, made that point explicit.
This memorial reminds us that the extraordinary things can come from people with otherwise ordinary lives. It helps us understand the monumental trials and sacrifices that have shaped our nation, our government, and society.
The events went on all day, marking the service and sacrifice of millions.